I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's going on? It's Brew, and this is another Odyssey check-in with the one and only Mr. John Legend. What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
Doing amazing. We got so much to go over. I'm so excited for you. You've been a busy man. I mean, you were at the Emmys, you know, the other day, and your new album, Legend, is officially out. How does it feel?
It feels so good to have it out. You know, I've been living with this music for quite a while. We started writing it early 2021. So some of these songs have been with me for, you know, a year and a half now. And it's nice to finally have all of this music, all of this love we poured into it, have it being felt by people all around the world. It's crazy.
What do you want people to take away from this album?
I think they're going to have a lot of fun. A lot of it's celebratory. Some of it's very sexy, sensual. So they'll have good times with that too.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it'll make them dance. And then some of it'll make them, you know, really contemplate their life and their relationships and the challenges that they faced in their lives. And this album really runs the gamut of the experiences we have with love and with life. Some of it's about dealing with grief and loss. Some of it's about the peaks in your relationship. Some of it's about the challenges that you face. So it's a really, you know, full project.
Right. Well, the album, again, titled Legend. Why was this the time to call it Legend? Does it feel like the most you in this time around?
Yeah, it feels like very me. And it's diverse. It's kind of eclectic in a lot of ways. And it reflects all of, you know, the music that I love, all the music that's inspired me over the years, all the stories, all the different kind of flavors of love that we go through in our lives. It's all represented on this album. And that's why I felt like this is the time to fully embrace my name and call it Legend, saying, this is me, this is who I am. And I'm excited that we made it a double album too, because it's just kind of bigger, better, and just a full representation of who I am.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the first double album. You mentioned this is like a first for a lot of your projects. What are some of those firsts that you've experienced on Legend?
Yeah, we've got some collabs that I've never done before. Saweetie, Money Long, Jasmine Sullivan, Jid. There's a lot of firsts on this album, but hopefully people will feel both the connection to who I've always been as an artist, but also feel like, you know, we're continuing to push ourselves and be adventurous and creative and do some new things as well.
That's really cool. Well, you got some fun track, especially titles on the album, I Don't Love You Like I Used To. Such an interesting phrasing that causes everyone to like take a second and be like, wait a second, including your wife.
Is it a breakup song? No, it's not. You know, it's about anybody who's been in a long-term relationship and had ups and downs, had challenges, had kids, whatever it is. You just grow together and the love that you have isn't the same as when you were in that early kind of infatuation phase of your relationship. And when you grow together in the right way and it's a healthy situation, you love them more than you loved them before, because it's been tested, it's been fortified. I think that's where I am in my relationship with Chrissy, but I think a lot of other people can relate to that too. I think it'll be the kind of song people will play for their anniversaries, you know? When you've been with someone for a while, you really know what it's like to be tested and to be challenged and to come through it together and to be stronger from it.
Absolutely. And how about evolving with kids? How does number three feel? Like, how does the prep change and how are you feeling overall?
Well, we're excited. You know, we've got a few more months before Chrissy is expected to deliver, but you know, we're really anticipating it. And we've been wanting to have another kid for a while. We lost a pregnancy a couple years ago, and that was difficult for us. But we're feeling so optimistic this time. And, you know, whenever you lose a pregnancy, your optimism is a little bit more cautious, mm-hmm. as you go forward and you get pregnant again. But we really are anticipating this. Our kids are too. And, you know, we've spent quite a bit of time with our kids now. Luna is 6 and Miles is 4. And so we've just grown as parents. And we feel like we're very ready to bring another baby into the world.
I know it's early to say now, but do you think 3 will be the perfect number? Or are you guys just like into it? Like you're going to have as many as you can.
I could see us going for 4. I'm one of 4. Chrissy was basically just one of 2, even though her dad had older kids in his first marriage. And she kind of loves the idea of a big family and having people over on Sundays every week. And you know, I think she thinks of it a lot of times of having more people she wants to cook for. I think we envision growing old together, having, you know, 3 or 4 kids, having them come over for Sunday dinner, having grandkids when the time is right, all of that. And, you know, we want to have a nice brood for that.
Absolutely. Well, you guys look great on the carpet. I mean, you guys are killing it with always having
Thank you.
Passion. Looked so good at the Emmys the other day. And you got to perform a new song, you know, Pieces. Memoriam part of the Emmys. How is it playing a new song like that and kind of like such an emotion filled moment? And it's live as well.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird because, you know, it's, you know, people are mourning people that we've lost. Some of them we lost like very recently, like Anne Heche and others who just passed. So it's still pretty raw for a lot of people who knew her and loved her. So, you know, you just want to have a song that's right for that moment. You want to have a performance that's respectful for that moment. And that's what we tried to do.
So excited for your album that's out and all the fun things you got coming up. Is there anything I missed that you want to fill your fans in on?
Well, we're in Vegas and we only have one more set of shows. They're in October. Mm-hmm. And I am so proud of the show we've made. It's just a special, special show. And we've been having so much fun every weekend that we're there. And we're only back for 3 more weekends in October. So I really encourage any of my fans, anybody who even cares a little bit about my music, this is such a special way to see it and to hear it. And I would love for you to come see us in Vegas.
I will be there and love it. Catch him on tour. Check out Legend, the double album that's officially out. And John, thank you so much for the time. It was great getting to chat with you today. And good luck with everything for the rest of 2022.
Thank you, bro. It's a pleasure.